AI News by Conjero.
Big change from YouTube this week. Shorts added an avatar feature that effectively moves a creator's likeness into the product itself. It's not just an editing trick. It embeds synthetic presence into an already high-volume workflow.
Right, the reporting says the avatar can look and sound like you, and can either replace you on camera or be used to generate new shorts. That turns your face and voice into reusable platform assets.
The obvious upside is speed. Less time on camera, faster turnaround, more ways to publish. But the article stresses the strategic point. This is about throughput, not spectacle.
From Google's perspective, it's simple business logic. Shorts needs constant content and creators want lower friction posting. A native avatar tool can boost output and keep creators inside YouTube's creation distribution loop.
There's an irony too. YouTube has fought impersonation and low-quality AI for years, and now it's productizing a close cousin of those risks. The piece suggests that may be intentional, better to host cloning than leave it uncontrolled.
Technically, this changes the unit of identity. To work at scale, you need captured visual and vocal features that remain consistent, essentially a model artifact you can version, update, and reuse across clips.
That shift increases the moderation burden. Easier self-cloning broadens the surface for impersonation, consent violations, and misleading content, creating what the article calls a moderation tax.
And platform credibility is at stake. If viewers can't tell synthetic from real, trust in creators and the ecosystem erodes. Google is asking users to accept that it can safely make these tools easier to use.
There's also a market effect. By owning both the creator interface and distribution, YouTube can outcompete standalone avatar vendors unless they offer portability, quality, or extra flexibility.
So the big question the article leaves us with: can YouTube make synthetic identity useful enough to outweigh the new abuse risks it just invited into the core product? That trade-off will shape where this goes next.
AI News by Conjero.